What's your greatest fear? Well, in the UK at least, next to spiders, the greatest fear is standing up in public and giving a speech. And it doesn't matter what the occasion is, even if it's standing up in front of your own family and friends and just saying a few words, it can be a devastating experience. You might be an actor, politician, minister, teacher. At some point in your life, you have to stand up and give a speech. Now, it might be a list of complaints that you want to give to your boss. You work it out carefully. The day comes along, you go in there with good intentions, you're going to get that off your mind. And what happens? You walk in and you dry up. Your boss looks at you and says, "What is it?" And all of a sudden, you go in this sort of mental blank. The result? Opportunity missed. So at some point in our lives, we're given the opportunity to stand up and make our case while others listen. So imagine this. Imagine you're going up to a podium. There are 200 people there. Your boss is sitting there, your work colleagues. And then one of your friends says, "Well, wait a minute, he's forgotten his notes." And they look a bit anxious. But your confidence is supreme. You start delivering your speech in an animated tone, no hesitations. You start delivering quotes. You ad-lib. You start telling jokes. Everybody starts laughing with you. And then towards the end, you walk down, and everybody cheers, and they're impressed. Why? Because you've had no hesitation, no nerves, and more importantly, no notes. Now, the method I'm going to give you to enable you to do this is as old as the Greeks. And if you found some of the other techniques simple to learn, then this is equally as easy. Why is it that we fear giving a speech? Bob Hope once said, "If they like you, they don't applaud, they just let you live." I think it's probably the fear of all eyes on you. You're the center of attention, and you're worried you're going to be the center of ridicule. I always remember a friend of mine, Ron, saying that he went on one of these company courses once, and each person in the room had to stand up and talk about themselves, their life history, for about 5 minutes. And Ron's turn was right towards the end. And the nearer it got to his turn, the more he broke into a sweat. And eventually, when he did stand up, he said, "I won't waste your time," and he sat down again. So it can happen to the best of people. Take Steven Spielberg. Once he was giving a speech to students of American law, and he was so gripped with panic that he forgot how to speak English, his own mother tongue. So what he started doing was he started thinking in French just to get some of the words out. Now, this panic attack lasted about a minute or two. And next to insects, that's his greatest fear. Mark Twain also stood up, and he had to give a speech about great leaders. He too hated giving speeches, and he said, "Caesar and Hannibal are dead. Wellington has gone to a better place. Napoleon is under the sod. And to be honest, I don't feel too well myself." And he sat down. Now, the greatest speakers are the ones that have worked at it. I don't believe anybody is a natural speaker. They've had to work at it. Now, in my case, the thought of having to give a speech some 12 years ago would have horrified me. And yet now I have to do it on a regular basis. Now, can you imagine the world memory champion standing up in public with a load of notes? It just wouldn't work. I'd be a laughingstock. So I have to do it. And the reason I can do it is because I use very simple techniques, the same techniques that I use for memorizing a deck of cards, which I'm going to pass on to you now. It doesn't mean that you have to remember your speech word for word, unless, of course, you're an actor or you're quoting somebody. What an audience wants to hear, they want to hear your interpretation. They want to hear you, warts and all. Now, I'm not trying to say that I give the best delivery in the world, but what I can do is I use my memory. That enables me to keep eye contact with the audience. That means I'm always involved. I've got control over the audience.